Case number three is 23-592. Morning.
Good morning.
Please state your name for the record, the agency you represent.
Good morning, Jennifer Miller. I'm an attorney on behalf of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection.
Thank you. Okay. Now, and this is case number three, okay. Am I correct that there is a felony conviction for the appellant on record at this point?
Yes, sir.
So you probably heard the previous conversation and my instructions before. I know it's a long time ago, a very long time ago, but as long as that felony conviction is on your record, we can't grant the appeal.
It's not supposed to be there. I never had a felony. There was a mistake.
Well.
And 1978, I don't know how I could actually go back that far. It must have been when they took it from the papers to put it onto the computer. Mm-hmm. I never had a felony.
Well.
And for marijuana, too?
Well, back then, that was a felony conviction.
No, it was a $50 fine. That was it.
But the charge was a felony conviction, even though you only got paid a fine.
No, it wasn't. Because I could not have gotten my job a year later and plus go underneath another security check to work on military.
I guess the question for you is, do you have any documentation showing that you do not have a felony?
1978. I can't.
You're going to have to resolve that, maybe hire an attorney to take care of that. But right now, that's the information the issuing authority has and is presented to the board. We can't override that without some documentation.
You're right. It was on paper, and older archives are added in batches. So if it didn't show up before and that they've piled up on archives, it is now showing. And as long as it does show, we can't go around that. Regardless of the situation, as long as it appears on record, we cannot help you.
I thought this is where we were going to resolve this because
we can't do that. If it's on your record, you need to go to the Board of Pardons. If it's not your conviction, then you need to go to Middletown to the State Police Headquarters and go to SPBI and then work it out with them.
How did I ever get my gun permit to begin with?
Because and then your conviction is old. It's 1978, which was an archived record. And as the world is digitizing, the old manual records are being put in the system. So what was not appeared before now appears.
Yeah, but it wasn't there. It shouldn't have been there.
That we can't help you with.
So yeah, we don't have the authority to grant your permit. I'm sorry. So your choices are either if you proceed, we just deny it out of hand because we have to, or you can withdraw your appeal. So there's nothing on your record that says that you lost an appeal of your.
Well, I'm going to continue this, so I'm not going to, because I don't want it there for other things, never mind. I went 45 years.
Need to know what you're going to do with the hearing today.
Yeah. Do you want to proceed, or do you want to withdraw your appeal?
Well, if I proceed, what's the...
We'll say no. It'll be a unanimous decision that your permit's denied. We have to. We don't have any authority to grant it.
So if I withdraw, then...
If you withdraw it, then there's no decision adverse.
Okay, then I'll withdraw it, then.
Okay, I'm sorry, I regret that,
I wish they had sent me a letter saying this, I wouldn't have to be here now.
Yeah. If you go to the Board of Pardons and get that felony removed, then you can come back.
I don't know how they're going to do it, because even I talked to a lawyer and he said, that's 1978. He said, I wasn't even born then.
I understand.
And I know it was only a $50 fine. I walked out of the courtroom and that was it.
There's information on the website for the Board of Pardons and Paroles, and that's
and even... To this day, I thought all marijuana charges anyhow were supposed to be dropped.
Well,
especially something like this. I didn't even have any.
It's your responsibility to follow up on the due date program. Even if it is for the marijuana conviction, if it has not been automatically purged, which it seems it has not, you need to go to the Board of Pardons and find out how to get that taken care of. Okay.
You know, the states made the mistake, and I got to pay for it.
Unfortunately, yes. I apologize.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck, sir. appeal is withdrawn.
Four is not here.
Okay, four is a no-show. Five, okay, that would be... Case number 23-300.
Morning.
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 Morning, sir. Could you please state your name for the record and the agency you represent?
Joseph McCusker, Town of Killingly Police Department.
Thank you. Morning. Morning. All right, you may proceed with your case.
The appellate applied for a pistol permit, I would say it was back in 2022. He had a number of arrests showing, and he was issued a protective order out of the state of Massachusetts back in September of 2013 for an assault on his girlfriend at the time. And he was denied on that, on the protective order.
Do you know if that order is still in effect?
It is not.
It's not in effect. Okay, thank you. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
No, I'm good. It speaks for itself.
Okay. You may go into whatever detail you think is appropriate.
That was it. I mean, number of arrests, protective order, and in our department, we had a list of things that were disqualifying, and one of them was protective restraining order. And it didn't list if they were current or active or in the past, so.
Is it your position that someone has been issued a protective order at any time in their life, they would be ineligible?
See, that's what I ran into, and I couldn't get an answer from...
The answer's no.
Right. Yeah. Right.
No, there's no statutory reason to deny the permit.
Right.
So that goes, but now we go to suitability. Are you prepared to present the nature and circumstances and details of the event that led to the protective order that would make a suitability case?
Not that particular one. But he does show total 12 arrests, shows a conviction for the following arrests in June of 07 for disorderly conduct in Springfield, Mass., November of 05, disorderly conduct, Palmer Police.
What was the disposition on the first one you mentioned?
The only conviction, let me see, was in 2013. This domestic with the girlfriend, and that was for a criminal trespass misdemeanor.
So that's the only conviction he had?
Correct.
And did he disclose that? Is your reason that did he disclose this on his application?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's not an issue.
No. Disclose. Yeah, he disclosed everything on his application.
That's it.
Okay. All right, sir, you can tell us what you'd like us to know.
I have a question.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
In your questionnaire to us, you do say it says two arrests for assault on a police officer and resisting arrest. Was that in Connecticut or?
No, that was in Massachusetts.
Okay, and do you have any background on those?
Not reports. Other than the return from the Mass Criminal Offender Record information that just lists the arrest and conviction status.
Okay.
And there was no conviction.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I guess I have one more, too.
Go ahead.
We have a denial letter from the town of Killington.
Killingly.
Do you have any other denial letter? This doesn't say anything. It doesn't say why he was denied.
This is the letter sent by my department?
Yes.
From the town manager.
It doesn't give any reason to either the appellant or the board for the denial.
Yeah, I know. It just lists the arrests and...
The letter to him from the town manager. To the appellant?
I don't know if I have that.
I guess my question would be, how would he know what he's here to defend if he doesn't know why he was there?
Right, I didn't send that letter.
You could give feedback.
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to help you for further future cases, actually.
That the letter should include why he's being denied, so he can then...
It would be best if the letter says you're denied for this reason, and the date 1990, whatever, you were arrested for this in the town of such and such in Massachusetts, you were convicted, you were not convicted.
We're a fairly new department, and we're trying to...
Well, I'm trying to help you.
I will bring that back.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions by the board? Okay, sir, tell us what you'd like us to know.
Pretty much, you guys already said it, you know, he was going off the restraining order, the protective order, and I was just on the impression myself that it was so far back, and it was also a non-conviction. I didn't feel we even need to be here today, but with that being said...
Actually, didn't he say that was a conviction?
What?
No, he said it was...
No, that one wasn't, no.
Oh, the domestic was not a conviction?
No.
I'm sorry.
Correct. So with that being said, it's just the fact, too, with the denial letter, I didn't even get a reason for the denial, so of course, didn't really know. We spoke on the phone, you know, we were trying to go back, I guess, to some cases, and that's when he had stated about, well, you know, you're getting denied for the protective order. So that's how I found out, but when the denial letter came, there was nothing on it, though. So that's just pretty much all I guess there. I think we're kind of the same.
He had mentioned that the detective had mentioned that there were 12 arrests total on your record. When was the most recent arrest?
That would have been 2013.
So quite a while ago.
Yeah. Okay.
And that was for what?
That was the dispute with my ex-girlfriend. But also, with that being said, too, I have nothing with Connecticut, like nothing. I got a clean record with Connecticut, so.
Yeah, I want to jump back. Could I jump back a little bit? I'm a little confused. I thought you said that there was a conviction for the domestic, for trespass. There was not?
No, it was a different case. And it was a misdemeanor. There were no felony
No, I understand.
Convictions.
It
does.
Looks like it's a disc.
Yeah, convictions for an arrest in 07, disorderly conduct, another disorderly conduct, and operating under suspension.
So that's the only conviction?
Correct.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to talk
about? No, I'm good. Thank you.
And you can cross-examine if you'd like.
No, I'm all set.
Okay.
Thank you.
Questions by the board?
I guess for the issuing authority.
Yes.
Having heard what you heard today in our explanation and talking about the conversation, do you still feel he's unsuitable?
And well, not according to what I'm hearing now and the earlier appellate.
Right. My understanding is he had a protective order in 2013.
Correct.
And you or whoever made this decision thought that was disqualifying.
Correct.
But it is not statutorily disqualifying. It could be suitability, it could be just, but how do you feel about it now that you know it's not a statutory denial? You have to judge the appellant's character. And
right, with the number of arrests, but his last arrest being 11 years ago, you know, I don't have an issue with his suitability at this point.
And you don't have any details on any of those arrests other than that?
No, just the returns. I tried to get reports, but...
So as we sit here today, you don't have an issue with the suitability?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it? Want to make a closing statement?
No, pretty much. I appreciate you guys' time. And like I said, I just, you know, I'm just trying to do the right thing and show myself here and I'll go further.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
I'm good, thank you, sir.
Okay, final comments by the board. Okay, I guess we will go to a vote. So, Dr. Conrad?
For the appellant.
Colonel Overturf?
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis?
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig?
again, now with the issuing authority's opinion with the appellant.
Okay, Ms. Johnson?
Appellant.
And I vote appellant, so the vote goes to the appellant.
Thank you guys for your time. Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you.